Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Fernandez. Batting third. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Matt Williams. Batting seventh. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Brian Giles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jason Jarcombe. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Colbrun. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Rich Robertson. And now, play ball. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Fernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jarcombe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops it up and throws to first, with Jarcombe covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colbrun hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco strikes out. 1 out. Brian Giles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel strikes out. 2 outs. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Giles. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Giles steals second. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Tony Fernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Darren Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mears hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Mears reaches second base with a double. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mears moves to third. 2 outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Mears scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer strikes out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ramirez moves to third. 2 outs. Matt Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Ramirez scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a line drive towards short. Vizquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Colbrun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Colbrun hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Colbrun scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vizquel for the out. Giles moves to second. Two outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grissom hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mears hits a line drive towards third. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Fernandez. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Fernandez steals second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Fernandez moves to third. Seitzer moves to second. Frankie Rodriguez now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Fernandez scores. Seitzer moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. the Twins will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Grissom. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0 for 2 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott Starhoviak pinch hits for Greg Colbrun. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Starhoviak strikes out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Scott Starhoviak now playing first base. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grissom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker pinch hits for Darren Jackson. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mears strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 3 in the game. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rich Becker now playing center field. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fernandez strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Steinbach is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Coomer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mesa fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Denny Hocking pinch hits for Scott Starhoviak. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hocking hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cordova is 0-for-3 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Becker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Becker strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.